Jane, and I'm outside the Epicenter with Fred Jones.
My name is Ray, and I play piano and sing.
My name's Jason, I play drums and backup vocals.
My name's Ash, I play the bass and vocals. Your smile with your wide eyes, I adore your face. Won't you come and do the jive with me?
Hey the baby. Alright, so why did you guys decide to name yourselves Fred Jones?
Well, the main inspiration of our band is Ben Folds, and I thought it'd be a great thing to name it after a reoccurring character in his songs, so some Ben Folds fans could kind of get that secret insider thing.
How did the band get started?
Me and Ray have been playing music together off and on for about, I think, was it 6-7 years now? So we've always been jamming and whatnot, and we just found something we liked, you know, with some piano and bass drums, and then we had Ash, a good friend of mine. I asked him to fill in for a show, and we just loved him too much.
He never left.
He never left the garage. So yeah,
I live there.
Yeah, so here we are now. I think it's been about half a year or 6 months or so. We've been playing together, so.
Yeah, it's fun. It's the bomb.
I didn't know people still said the bomb.
This band says, hello, the bomb.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
Fred Jones style. Look out.
All right, so you guys play the bass, keys, and drums. Why have you decided to not use any guitar?
There's no need for that simple instrument. It's not used anymore.
No. I think since we've been playing, we found that this works. It started out just me and Ray playing, and I guess we added a bass and more vocals, and you know, we didn't feel like there's anything more to add. We were just happy with the way it was going, and it's really the three-piece really works out for us.
Yeah,
I mean, we have really good chemistry, and just we're good friends, and it's just really fun this way. We don't feel like we need anything else.
Yeah, sonically it sounds just fine, I think, as it is.
And we couldn't find a guitarist.
No, like, just throw that
Ray
in.
Ray plays guitar, but he refuses. Because he likes to sit a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
A couple of you have quite an eclectic past of musical projects. Are there any that stick out in particular, or any that you think influence Fred Jones the most now?
Me and Jay, when we started playing together, we were in this kind of pop punk band together. It was a high school thing. And I think that really influenced us being able to work together and knowing like where things stand. And Ash here, we all went to the same high school, even though I didn't know Ash at the time, but he was in a band as well. So it was, there was something special about our high school. Like, there was a real artistic and musical community there that I'm really proud of. Represent Vista. Vista High.
Whoop, whoop. Holla, big baller.
So, yeah, I mean, that pretty much said it all. Me and Raven playing together for a while, and I've known Ash, been good friends with him, and we all like just been involved musically for a very long time now. We all knew each other, and we all knew that we had the similar interests, so just pretty much came together. But our old band, Artificial Amateurs.
Oh, name dropping.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that in. AA. Back in the day, and we have Blindside over here. Is that what it was?
Malachi.
Malachi too.
Awake Aurora and Amrath. So many bands. Just for fun. I don't know.
All right, fine. I got a name drop, Schroeder. It was like an acoustic thing. It was really sad, and I guess Fred Jones is a kind of reaction to it, me not wanting to be sad anymore.
Ray, you were living in England for a little while. Do you think the British music scene has influenced any of your musical productions?
What's funny about that is it actually got me to embrace American music, and I'm talking about like the Roots. Like, pretty much all that they liked there was like Green Day and the Killers and a lot of club music. So yeah, it made me just like folk music, and then I don't know how I ended up writing piano music, but it just, I don't know, but it definitely did not influence me at all.
Did you pick up any like British vernacular while you were over there?
Oh yeah. I was able to pick up something, you know. I'm able to fake it every now and then.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I could do that, right?
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So I could get by if someone dropped me off in the UK. pretty well.
So tonight kind of wraps up a little California tour that you guys just did. So what's the best and worst part of touring?
Handball's the best. We play lots of silly games and, I don't know, just things to keep us busy. I really don't think there was a worst thing. It was just a great, fun experience, so I had nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, overall, it was just a really good experience. There were good points at shows. We learned a lot, and there was, I mean, we had so much fun. We would make up random games to play in the van, and we bought cheap toys like a hacky sack and a... But I mean, overall, it was just a great experience. We took something from every show, I think. The best part was just having a good time.
Bonding.
Male bonding.
Bonding.
Yeah, it was great. Even though it was not for a really long time, I think it was kind of like a practice run. I mean, if we can't even live together in a van for a week, then how the heck are we gonna support a record if we got signed? So I think we passed with flying colors. We were able to pass the time really, really great, because we were poor. So it was great.
Tour for eight.
Even though Ash broke a TV at a friend's house.
Shut up.
Okay, so that's going to go into my next question. Do you guys have any, fancy or quirky stories from the road? Besides breaking a TV, maybe?
Let's see, what do we have?
Went to UC Berkeley campus to play handball at the law building.
Yeah.
It was whichever building that had an arch. It was a long hallway, and it was a perfect stomping ground for handball. And we did that for 2 hours, and we were so tired.
Yeah. Oh, I got something silly.
I kept snoring and I got really sick, and they kept taking pictures of me and my drooling pillows.
You saw those?
Yeah, I saw those. But yeah, but I snored like crazy, and they kept pushing my face.
Just hit
them
over the head, and yeah, they pretty much took care of it. We did have one interesting brush with the law.
Oh yeah.
But this is the nothing. This is the.
No, yeah, we're telling.
As far as brush with the law goes, we just got our car towed. I mean, it was nothing.
In San Francisco.
Yeah, but you can't tell when a curb ends and when it starts and when a driveway starts and garages look like houses and you can't tell. So we parked in front of a driveway. We spent about an hour running around Haight Street in downtown San Francisco looking for a van. I was blaming Ray.
And we got to meet a really
weird
quirky
taxi
driver that is living in the super sexist.
It was weird.
It was weird, but we got our car back, and it was we learned not to just
take a car in San Francisco.
Yeah, not to take a car, but I think that's
it was just a lot of fun. So. It was just a great time. I felt like a kid.
Well, top of none whatsoever about the music.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We play shows.
Shows were all great. I mean, we only played, sometimes we'd play to two people, so it really taught me to really play with your heart and do it for the music and if nothing else. So I think it was a definitely cool experience. It was great. I had a blast.
Yeah,
I learned so much that
time. We definitely learned that when you're playing in front of two people or a crowd or one drunk guy named William, you just you put on a good show and you
William,
you just, as long as you're having a good time and
show's true,
that's what's important,
So the EP you guys have out is called Life and Wine. How was the experience of putting that together, and are there any tracks on there that are particularly significant or special to you guys?
Well, at that time, that that part of my life was just pretty much. And that was the time I just came back from England. And in England, I pretty much just drank and slept. So, and then just coming back, I was still in that mindset and pretty much just enjoying good times with friends. A song that really spoke to me when I wrote it, and I was really surprised that what came out was The Weight of My Intentions.
Eventually seek solace, taking form and shape. All things will reach harmony with the weight of my intentions. I will no longer leave it all to chance. It's courageously brave to seek some form of change.
I was in a Chinese history class and they were talking about Buddhism, and that just, that lecture that my professor talked about just really hit me. So I was just talking about, yeah, whatever you set out to do, the outcome is a direct reflection on that.
Ray's songwriting definitely reflected what I hope to come out of the EP, and through conversations we had and whatnot, we were just really happy with how it turned out. And yeah, Life and Wine, it's definitely there to bring up the spirit, and it did that for us, so you know, we're just hoping it does it for others too.
Alright, what about you?
I didn't have anything to do with it. I pretty much joined in after the EP was done, and I just dug it. When Jason showed me the link to it, I'm a huge Ben Folds fan, so after listening to that, I just really was really stoked to jam with it, and been having a blast ever since.
What's the best or worst show you guys have ever played or been to?
That's an interesting question.
This Epicenter show tonight.
Yes, this Epicenter show, April 7th? Yeah. April 7th, 2007.
It's freaking crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be my favorite show of all time is tonight.
Should we go away?
No, we're really excited about this show. Just, we asked a lot of our friends that we grew up with and who have all been musicians and we've been friends with for a while, so we're kind of just bringing the community together, and this show is definitely going to be the highlight of our tour and like what we played in the past, so we're really excited about it.
Hey, do you guys have any non-musical hobbies?
I like to race cars. Everything. I do art for a living, and I'm an artist, and I like to do everything pretty much. I have so much. It's me. It's cool. Sucks.
I mean, Ash are still in school. They graduated. I guess on my off time, I enjoy anything. Just expressing art, I guess. I enjoy artwork and graphic design and video and just anything like that. That's pretty much what I do on my off time. I work. That's sad. And school. And hang out and play music. So other than that, Ray, what do you got?
On my off time, well, that's not my hobby. But, well, yeah, like I just have a regular job. I substitute teach. But my hobbies are just playing music, writing, reading. I like fried food.
Yeah.
And when I'm at my best, I like to hike and bike. But I've been pretty bad lately.
We're doing that for sure.
Oh yeah, we all enjoy that.
Yeah.
Outdoor activities, games.
We're dorks, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we like to play. We like to fly kites.
And watch Lost.
Yeah, Lost. Yes.
And debate
about Lost for hours upon hours.
Yeah. We've been working.
Don't get into them.
Yeah, sorry. We don't want us to start our impression.
The answer's over. So.
Yeah, so that's it.
All right, if you could just go ahead and finish this sentence. I'm absolutely addicted to
music. That's all I got.
Love.
Oh, I like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll say love too.
Copycat.
Wait, can I go back? Love.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Lovely music. But yeah.
Another finish this sentence. You would never believe that I
don't exercise and I like a lot of fatty foods because of my figure.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm selling the similar way. You would not believe how much I eat, okay? Because me and Ray are not overweight, but we eat a lot. So, I mean, I don't know if you'd believe that if you saw us at a buffet. But, what do you got, Ash?
You would never believe that I'm an alien.
I don't know.
That's a hard one. I don't want to reveal anything about me.
Good
Damn
answer.
It.
Good answer.
It's like all these questions.
Is there anything that you'd like to experiment in terms of your music in the future? Is there anything you're toying with right now?
Ray's got a bunch of songs in his back pocket that he's got that we're going to work on. But I'm curious to see, like, after that, like, what kind of sound it'll be. Or, like, say we get signed and say we do, like, an album. We do, like, another one. Like, what that other album's going to sound like. Or just kind of, like, where the sound is going to go. So, I don't know. Just curious to see, like, as we develop and mature as people, like, how our music's going to reflect that.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much says what I think, too. I mean, just said it all. That's it.
Sorry.
No, but, yeah, changes in our music. I mean, maybe we'll do some tracks that are with electronic beats or, you know, I mean, just, you know, things like
Radiohead.
That.
Radiohead.
Experimenting would be with, yeah, you know, sounds, digital. Yeah. Radiohead's a big influence of ours.
So. Hell yeah.
And Tom York. So.
When we first started out the Fred Jones as a project, we knew we just wanted to have something that was happy, but now we want to just break past that. So maybe, yeah, what Ash was saying, like after the first album, like pretty much whatever we're thinking, maybe something that's more slow, something that is more darker or less than happy. We wouldn't want to be boxed, but you know, the future is all up in the air.
So speaking of the future, where do you guys see yourselves going? Or what would be the ultimate for Fred Jones?
Being signed, getting everything in order, like having a record label to pay for recording and touring, and to be able to do this for a few years while we're still young. You know, we have so much to say and we just love to travel.
Yeah, definitely, you know, touring and just traveling, whether it's in the States or traveling, you know, abroad with these guys, and being able to play music for a living and make a living, you know, playing music for people and recording and anything that has to do with this band. I think I would love to see myself in the future doing that.
It'd be rad just to, like, I don't know, be able to do music and not worry about anything else but music and traveling, and do it as an exchange in life and just enjoy it and like experience it. So you're at.
So I just want to tell everyone who's listening that all three of these guys are dressed up pretty fancy like. And so I was just wondering, do you always do this for your shows and your fans?
Dang it.
We don't. It's just, yes, it was just something that we put on, like we organized it, and it's something special to us. So we're treating it like prom, pretty much.
Christmas.
Or like Christmas. Yeah, we're excited.
Boxing Day. We have Fox Day.
We have our families coming, Ray's grandma's coming, so we figured, we get dressed up and treat it special, because it is, you know?
Yeah, this is not an everyday occurrence, people, sorry.
Don't get excited. Do not get excited.
Please don't.
Oh, well, I feel lucky. I got to see it. Yay. So I always ask my musicians the same three questions at the end of interviews. So do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
What's that French one Ray always says?
Oh, yeah.
Malde.
You're not giving it justice. Oh, I curse in French. I say malde and s'afficher a lot.
Funny.
I hung out with a lot of French people in England for some reason, and not English people. I just lived with them.
Say damn it and what the hell.
And Daniel.
And Daniel.
Yeah, you know, we have a problem with having, you know, working on our lost impressions a little too much. And here, let me just say my Hurley, all right? You tell me, all right?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, dude.
Right? Wait, do the merman.
Yeah, we do the...
Merman! It's merman!
So, yeah, we're really super dorks.
Really,
yeah.
There's too many. We don't have enough time. That's just the truth.
We're just dorks.
Right, what's your drink of choice?
Water. With lime. And ice.
I'm a big fan of lemonade. But, I mean, I enjoy beer.
Try to act cool.
I know, I can't even think of one. Lemonade it is.
It used to be beer, but now that I'm a sub, some of my students might be listening to this. So it's definitely water.
It's the best, kids. With Flintstone vitamins involved.
No, wait,
included.
My drink is...
Milk.
No, it's 3/4 lemonade and 1/4... unsweetened iced tea.
Don't tell your recipe.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, can you censor that? Bleep that.
And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner.
You have experience. Speak on it.
I don't like it. Well, I think it looks good on women, but the dude has it. I don't know.
Personally, I don't support that. But, I mean, if there are others, I'm open-minded. You do what you gotta do for the men. Girls, you don't need to wear any makeup. You're beautiful as you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm neutral to the whole thing. If you got like a good profile, then you can make it work, guy or girl.
Right, and do you guys have anything to say to your fans who are listening, or to someone who might want to get into your music?
Enjoy life and love it, and listen to good music that helps you do so.
You know, come join us. Come join us for a show. We definitely want to have people enjoy what we enjoy on stage, so we would love to just, you know, share the love and the joy we get out of this. So, I mean, that's what I would like out of our fans.
And never be lazy. If you got a dream, follow it.
That is Ray the singer, by the way. Good job, Ray.
Thank you.
Good way to close it.
Yeah. But even now, I'm still inside its glow, filled with warmth and sudden awe, when I recall that we were drunk off life and wine. I thought you ought to know that I missed you so, so bad, 'cause of circumstance that brought you far away. You do what you do.